All right, 1 minute warning. Okay, I'll vote. Perek Bat. Mishnah Tet Vav. The topic of today's share is a short day with lots of work to be done. V'zuzecha nishmata Yitzchak Yosef Shmuel Shmelka Ben Yitzchak. Instead of 10 names, we're going to pick 2 names. We're going to pick 5 names, but there's going to be 5 names that we want to... Yeah, 5 names that we're going to be misspelled that in the schos of the refuah. Let's go for the letter P here. The Rechon Spahn suffering from the coronavirus, Avramal Ben Gittel, Eliyahu Ben Esther, Hadass Bat Ora, Moshe Yosef Ben Leah, and Reuben Leib Ben Miriam. Tonight's here is in the close of the refuah for those 5 individuals, and as well as for Micha Kalfin, Micha Chaim Ben Sara. Let us begin. Rabbi Tarfon Omar, Rabbi Tarfon says, Hayom Katzer, the day is short, V'hamlacha Meruva, and the task is great. Like I said, the topic of today's share is a short day and lots of work to get done. V'hapo'alim etzilim, v'hashkar harbei, uva'al hava dochek. And the workers are lazy, and the master of the house is insisting on them doing more work. So that makes a lot of sense from a daily life aspect, but from a Torah aspect, how does this make sense? So first we're going to go into the Kahati. Pinchas Kahati, by the way, as much as I love Art Scroll, my learning has definitely tripled when I started using Kahati. So Kahati discusses that, Rabbi Tarfon said, the day, he breaks this down, the day is short, the span of man's life is brief. Because how, you know, we're in a Zikufa where there's a pandemic going around, and people are sick. Our days are short, and a lot has to be done, and we have to make the most of it. And the task is great. The mastery of Torah is a great undertaking. Of 7 Pasuk in Eov, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tet. I'm just going to use the English. The measure of Torah is longer than earth and broader than the sea. What does that mean? We have to take advantage as much as we can to do mitzvot, to do chesed, to learn Torah, especially when we're locked in our homes and those who are working remotely are not leaving the house to work. So there is definitely more time on our hands. Our days are short. Do I know if I'm going to live tomorrow? Do I know if I'm going to live the next minute? I don't know. Is my name God? Howard Pora. Thanks for joining in. Is Howard's name God? No, his name is Howard. So, therefore, don't worry, we're not there yet. Therefore, that being said, how do we generalize this from a Torah aspect? So the next line in the Mishnah was, and the workmen are lazy, for people are prone to waste their times on pleasures. You know, after work, you know what, that movie. And I have nothing against movies. I love watching movies. But there's a time and place. From a Torah aspect, movies is not the greatest thing. Let's say people's types are strong. You know, a lot of people waste their time in a bar. Let's say, you know what, I have 30 minutes before my next Seder, so I'm going to go to the bar. you know, I don't care. I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to go to the club. 2 hours go by it, and you realize that you wasted 2 hours of your life. As opposed to, as we learned in the Mishnah, the first part, Darach Eretz Kadmah LaTorah, work goes together with learning. This way, I'm working, I'm learning. I'm making a schedule between work and learning, and I don't have time to do any aveirot because I'm either working, making money for my family, or I'm learning. And the master of the house urges on, Hashem continually loves us. Wants us to delve into the Torah. It says, and you should talk of them when you sit in, as we are all familiar with in the Shema. And you should talk of the Torah, you sit in your house, when you're walking on the street, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Moreover, the letter from Chuman Re'ei says that whoever neglects the Torah is always denied Hashem's existence. The Torah was given to the Yisrael solely that they must study it day and night. It says, V'kisavo yamam v'layla. So if that's the case, how are we allowed to work? It seems from here that the Mishnah, there's a stira, a contradiction between the Mishnah of Darach Eretz Kadmah LaTorah and this Mishnah. So the answer is, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. Even Ezra says that as people need to support a livelihood, work is necessary, but one should have Torah on their mind. One should constantly think about Torah. There are a lot of commentaries here, and I'm going to try to keep this short. In Orach HaTzaddikim 26:7, for 7 reasons should a man do teshuvah early while still in his youth, while his power is strong. The first labor is needed is to acquire the Torah. Make a kinyan on the Torah. Make the Torah yours. Put notes in your Gemara, notes in your Mishnah. It's like every time I prepare, I'm writing more and more notes. I'm like, okay, this is a good idea. I'm going to throw this in. Oh, this is not for this type of crowd, but I'm still going to put this into my Mishnah. Your margins should be filled. You should be understanding, learning your own way. There is no unified way to learn contrary to the belief of the Rebbeim. Anyone can learn on their own level, daven on their own level, and Hashem will appreciate it just the same. And concerning this, it says in Iyov 11:9, the measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. The day is short, for this world is very short. Like a shadow as our deeds are upon the earth, it is in Divrei Yamim. And Hashem said, not like the shadow of a wall, not like the shadow of a tree, but like the shadow of a bird in flight. And that's the expression, the workers are lazy, just refers to a man who has the quality of laziness. He has the Yetzer Hara and still has a quality in most of us. It's called wasting time. I would love nothing more than to watch TV. But that would be considered wasting time. Orach HaTzaddikim continues in 26:10. The third reason that a man should hasten to teshuvah, should rush to teshuvah on his youth, is that time is so little and the work is so much. Look at studying Torah in addition to the work to support our livelihood. The work of learning the Torah and the improvement of our nefesh, of our soul. The attainment of good qualities such as ahava, and clinging to God, holding on to God. If we come to the day is short and our work is great. But both sides, as the pandemic is coming, I don't know if I'm going to be here tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to be here tonight. But Mishnah's telling us, Chapa Rein, take every minute, try to do the best you can. You don't have to be perfect. That's what the Orach HaTzaddikim is saying as well. Now, if any of these are in English, I thought there was a Lukasim Malan on this, but I'm not seeing one. A Levi is like over a Detlef. We're going to unify things. We did a little Mother, we're going to do a little Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi says this Mishnah, Atinach HaKos, Yom Echa, Lefnei Mitzal Secha. we should love Hashem, always have Hashem in our lives. If our days are short and there's a lot to get done, that's going to be the topic. Our days are short and there's lots to get done. Thereat, we see from here the Hine Asiyat Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh, day after Lag BaOmer, perfect timing, says, Kesha'adam hu ka'os os ha'neshama, one who cleanses their soul, v'ruchot mimenu v'zehu inin mita, should do so right away with the rizos, for one does not know when their days are up. Okay, so you're to Adam, so to a person, the course of Yashav, Tichet Shri Yisrach, Shuv Hat Shuva, what is the Shuva? Was Ne Yisrach, Kizeh Ha'inian Mita, because we don't know when we're going to die. Rav Yitzchak Kutner, I read a thought from Rav Yitzchak Kutner, the Chel Gebracha from the Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, that one who says in a minute, in 2 minutes, you wasted a minute of your life. People have to get a job, have to work. It's understandable. But you could think about Torah. You could have a pasuk, okay, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Within Yisrael, Hashem is one. Okay, I'm working, but I'm thinking about that pasuk, and I'm thinking about an idea I heard on that pasuk. I'm going to end with this thought on the Mishnah. Let me get it. Pull it up here. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah, Sefer Shuva, Achelek Zayin Se'if Bet. Ever should man look upon himself as if he is... man shouldn't look upon himself as he's not going to die, because he'll die during the interval as a consequence, where he will be standing in life. You know, the expression of nowadays, what is it? You live only once. YOLO. You live only once. You live only once! As a consequence, where he will be outstanding in a sin. He should therefore not tarry, but repent presently. You should not say, when I am a zakein, I will do teshuva. Perhaps I will die before old age takes him. For this is typical. How has thy giant garments always be white and ripped? Like a person in Avelut always rips their garments. So one more thought, a short story, very cute one. But it really drives home the point of the day is short and the work is plenty and doing what's right. The Chedushei Arim, one of the Gerei Rabbis, was walking down the street, and he heard someone call. There was a blind individual. His name was Yossi. So what was the nickname? Blind Yossi. So he stops an individual and he says, "Why are you calling him that?" And the individual says, "You guys know the classic excuse. Howard, you know the excuse. What do you think the individual said?" What the individual said was, "But everybody does it." So the Chedushei Arim said, "Just because everybody does it doesn't mean you have to do it. There's a time to be a part of the call. If the call is doing the right thing, don't separate from yourself from the community until the day you die. But if the community is doing the wrong thing, you have to be the example to show the right thing." With Stavin for our brothers and sisters who are in need, we'll say Kapitza the Helen, and then we'll end. Shalom ala lefaina yoharim yayin yavoesri. Ezri meyim Adonai yosei shamayim ba'ares. Ayitin lamot mekacha v'yayanim shamarecha. Mabashamash lo yakeka v'yareyach v'layla. Adonai yishmor chavikol ra'a yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor seicha v'o'echa v'yata v'yad olam. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Wonderful day. Stay safe, stay warm, stay healthy.